If you can't hear, I think I have a grandson hollering Pappy back here. Makes my heart flutter a little bit. It is good to have you here today. First, I was reminded that I need to thank all those who put the breakfast together this morning for our mothers. Thank you. Thank you. I think it was very good. What they said, very good. And it is always good to celebrate and to have a good time of that, recognizing our mothers. Today is that. This is Mother's Day. We thank God for the special women in our lives while remembering Jesus' declaration. Anyone who does God's will is my brother and sister and mother. And that's from Mark 3:35. As Jesus' own family, let us worship God together now. It's always interesting as we get to Mother's Day, and it seems like Judy picks on me and always makes sure I'm worship leader on Mother's Day. I'm not sure what that's about, but we like to recognize everyone, and there's always different things. We look at what's this reading, what do we say, how do we go about it? Well, it's our mother. What can you say? There aren't enough words, I think, to express the love, the thankfulness for what our mothers have done for us. But here's a little poem that I thought was fitting. God's love through my mother. You held my hand. You wiped my tears. You prayed for me throughout the years. With every trial, you helped me stand by lifting me with loving hands. You taught me how to seek God's grace, to walk in faith, to run the race. You showed me love, both strong and true, reflecting Christ in all you do. When I was weak, your prayers were strong. You pointed me to where I belong. You planted seeds that now have grown because of faith that you have shown. Mom, you are a gift from above, a vessel of God's endless love. On this day, I give God praise for guiding me through your gentle ways. Now, we always have to do this. So, do we have any great, great grandmothers here today? I know we have some, but they're not here. Are you great, great?
Great, great.
Great, great. There, I thought so. All right. Now, you can stay standing if you're able. Great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother. Okay. Do we have any great-grandmothers? Pat, we won't make you stand. If you're a great-grandmother and are able to, stand up, okay? It just always, as pause for a moment, it always amazes me to get to that point where it's great and great-great-grand. It's just, it's a joy of our life. Now, grandmothers. And mothers. We just want to thank you, recognize you for all that you have done for all of us. Okay? As it says in the poem, I don't mind saying it, us guys would not make it to adulthood. We'd be dead, okay, without our mothers. All right? The guidance that is given to us both through our childhood is just, it truly warms my heart. And that is where you, as mothers, we went through grandmothers, great-grandmothers, great-great-grandmothers, guide us to our adulthood so that we can be vessels for the Lord. Thank you. Mother's Day is a meaningful time to honor and thank God for the moms, grandmothers, and spiritual mothers who have shaped our lives with love, sacrifice, and faith. Just as we show honor and gratitude to the mothers in our lives, we also want to honor the Lord with our giving. Let us bring our tithes and offerings with a heart of gratitude for the spiritual legacies that have shaped us. Will the ushers please come forward? If you would like to open your Bibles for this morning's scripture, I will be reading from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. May God bless the reading of his word, and we'll now have Pastor Galen for the morning message.
Are there any mothers here today that love to cook? Would you raise your hand, please? If you are a person, a mother, that loves to cook. Some mothers do. Some mothers don't. My mother died several years ago, and she was a person that loved to cook. And she didn't pass that love of cooking on to me. She passed on the love of food. I would consider myself more of a foodie than a chef. I'm not a chef, but I love food. And my mom was a person who left behind many recipes that we still make even to this day. One of my favorites is peanut butter pie. And my mom made the Cool Whip version, if you know what I'm talking about. It's not the version that many of you are thinking about. It's the very simple Cool Whip version of peanut butter pie. And there's a lady that we know that added to that, and she would shave chocolate to go on top. And it's absolutely out of this world. If you haven't tried it, I would recommend it. Another recipe my mom left behind was one that I love. It's broccoli casserole. Would you raise your hand if you like broccoli casserole? I love it. And we just had it yesterday evening for Mother's Day, and it was my mother's recipe. And when I take a bite of things like peanut butter pie or broccoli casserole, I am transported right back to when my mom made it. And I'm so thankful that she passed down those recipes that we can enjoy even to this day. I want us to think about some smart advice that mothers also can pass down to their children. See if you have heard some of this advice that mothers say. Don't run with scissors. That is a classic. When you pick up the scissors, please don't run. Another thing my mom would say over and over again, would you look both ways when you cross the street? She would say, remember to take my hand, and she would say, look both ways before you cross the street. And she would say something else that is imprinted in my mind. She would tell me, don't go outside in the winter with wet hair. And I will never forget, I didn't listen to her one day, and I went out to the bus stop, and my hair was wet, and I'm telling you the truth, it froze. And I reached up to touch my hair, and I thought, what would my mother say? Here I stand with frozen hair. Mothers give some pretty smart advice if we will open up our ears and listen. And my mother became smarter the older I became. You ever realize how that happens? When you're not very old, you don't think she's very smart. But the older you get, you recognize that those things that she told you were pretty smart after all. Our mothers can give us some pretty smart advice. But even greater than the smart advice that mothers can give is something called godly wisdom. And if a mother is a godly mother, our mothers can give us that kind of wisdom. Here's what I want us to see today. Before mothers can give godly wisdom, God wants mothers to receive godly wisdom from His Word. You know, there's so many books that mothers can read about how to manage a home. Mothers can read books on how to clean a house. There are all kinds of books. If you want to find out how to clean your house a certain way and which things to use to clean your house, there are books that you can buy. There are books that you can read. There are cookbooks if you want to make a wonderful meal. There are so many books that mothers can read, but these books are books that contain knowledge. Even better than knowledge, even better than something practical that we can receive by practical knowledge, is godly wisdom. And there's only one book that contains that kind of wisdom, and it is found only in God's Word. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 5, Timothy's mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois had that sincere faith. They were godly mothers themselves. Lois was a godly grandmother. Eunice was a godly mother. Paul says they had this sincere faith that was real. And their faith started with the study of God's Word. They were women who had the Old Testament available to them, and so they had that foundation in God's Word. Their hearts were prepared after studying the Scriptures. When they met Paul, when they had a relationship, they met Paul, and then through coming to Paul and receiving Jesus, they received Christ into their hearts and became godly mothers and godly grandmothers. But it was through their study of God's Word, as they had built that foundation on faith through the Old Testament, this prepared their hearts to later receive Jesus as their Savior. Listen to me today. A mother becomes a godly mother when she learns about salvation in God's Word, and then she receives Jesus into her heart. That's what makes a godly mother. A godly mother is one who has received Jesus as her Savior. And then after a mother becomes a godly mother, she is called to continue to put God's Word in her heart. And she is called to read it. And she is called to let it sink down deep into her heart. And then she is called to live out that Word in her life. My father-in-law, my wife's father, remembers a very special rocking chair that his mother would rock her family in this rocking chair. She had six boys, and with each boy, she would rock the boy in that rocking chair. And he remembers that when she was in that rocking chair, he would watch her, and she would read her Bible regularly. And she would see He would see his mother reading her Bible. And when she was reading her Bible, she was doing more than reading the Bible. She was gaining wisdom from God's Word. She was letting that Bible sink down deep, past her head, down into her heart. And she was gaining godly wisdom that she could use to live out the Word of God in her daily life. You see, that's what a godly mother is called to do. A godly mother is called to receive godly wisdom from God's Word and to continue to receive it again and again and again. Because God's Word will train the godly mother in righteousness. It will train her in godliness. And she will grow in her faith to be the mother and the person of God that God has called her to be. So here's what I want us to see today, mothers, that God is calling you to receive godly wisdom from His Word. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ and you're a mother, you are called to continue to seek out that wisdom from God's Word in your daily life. Here's what else I want us to see today. Here's what godly mothers are then called to do. After they have received from God's Word, they have received the wisdom that God has in His Word, godly mothers are called to pass on this godly wisdom to their children. So after a godly mother receives what God calls her to do in His Word, she's called to take it and then pass it on to her children. In 2 Timothy 1, verse 5, here's what Paul says. He says that the sincere faith that first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice now lives in you. So what happened here is that when Lois and Eunice received Jesus as their Savior and they continued to be trained in godliness, they passed the baton to Timothy. They passed on their sincere faith by the way that they lived to Timothy. And that is what God calls godly mothers and godly grandmothers to do. Is to pass on their faith to their children. That's what Timothy's mother and grandmother did for Timothy. They passed down the importance of following God's word to Timothy. They lived out their faith in front of Timothy. They showed Timothy their sincere faith so that when Timothy saw their actions, he saw Jesus Christ living in them. And that's what we're called to do as parents. That's what mothers and grandmothers are called to do. We are called to pass down our faith to our children. We're called to read God's word, to gain godly wisdom, and then share that godly wisdom with our children. We're called to live out our faith in front of our children so our children see Jesus living in us. My father-in-law also remembers his mother when she sat in that special rocking chair. He remembers her praying. And she would pray for each of her children. She would pray if there was a struggle in her life. He remembers her praying to God in that rocking chair, as she did her devotions. She lifted her prayers to God. And as she prayed in that rocking chair, she was passing on godly wisdom to her children because she was teaching them how to pray. She was teaching them how to live in the way that God wanted them to live. You see, mothers and grandmothers, you are called to live in a way that your children see Jesus living in you. You say to me, Pastor, I'm not perfect. And God never says that we'll ever be perfect. He never says that. But He calls you as mothers and grandmothers to live in a way that your children see you're trying to follow Jesus. So they see an example of that sincere faith. A faith that is pointed toward the Lord. A faith that continues to grow. A faith that continues to seek God's word and godly wisdom in God's word. I can think of many stories of my mother. And I can think of things that she did that I will always remember. And mothers can be remembered for so many things. As we have already said, mothers can be remembered for their cooking. And we think about the recipes that they have left behind. We think about mom. Mothers can be remembered for their practical advice if they have told us things that will help us. From now until when we die, we can remember that practical advice that mom gave to us. But the greatest legacy, the greatest thing that a mother could do is to live out her faith in front of her children. The greatest thing a mother can do is to go to God's word when she's not sure which way to turn, when the path looks dark, and she goes to the pages of God's word, She is teaching her children how to find direction. I remember my mother helped me learn how to read a map. And the greatest map a mother can teach her children to read is the map of God's Word. Amen? Because in the Word of God, we find direction on how to live. And if you as a mother are sharing that with your children, you are leaving the greatest kind of legacy, because that's the greatest legacy that you could ever leave, is that legacy of faith. And you do that when you turn to the pages of God's Word for wisdom. You do that when you turn to the pages of God's Word for direction, for hope. When you do that in front of your children, you are living out your faith. And you are leaving a legacy greater than any legacy that you could ever leave. Because children are going to see a lot of negative examples in this world. Children are going to see directions that we shouldn't go. Children need to see the path that God wants them to take. And godly mothers can help to show that direction that God wants their children to take by the way that they live, by the way that they seek wisdom from God's Word. And when they do those things, mothers leave behind the greatest legacy, the legacy of faith. Godly mothers are called to receive wisdom from God's Word. And godly mothers are then called to pass that wisdom to their children. So if you're a godly mother today, please take that from this place. This call by God to each of you to receive wisdom from His Word and then to pass that wisdom to your children, to your grandchildren, to some of you, your great-great-grandchildren. Now you may say to me today, Pastor, I know it's Mother's Day, but I'm not a mother. There are some of you sitting here that don't have children. And there are some men who think, what's this for me? I'm not a mother. But I'm here to say to you today that even though you're not a mother, God is calling you today to hear this message from Him, that we can receive, all of us, even if you're not a mother, all of us can receive wisdom from God's Word. And all of us can pass that godly wisdom to the people around us. So maybe you're not a mother, but you can take God's Word and you can get wisdom from it. And then, after you get that godly wisdom, you are called to take it out and share it with the people in this world. Let's all get godly wisdom from His Word. And let's all take that godly wisdom out and share it with the people around us. And together, all of God's people said, Amen. I remember when I was a little boy, I would play outside, and sometimes I would play very late. My mother would say to me, now remember, I'm going to call you for supper. And when I call you for supper, when you hear my voice, you're to come home. And let me tell you right now, if I played too long and I didn't go when she called, I was in trouble when I got home. Anybody identify with that? That when mama called, you better come. And so she would stand on the porch of our house and she would call out for me. And I'll never forget, I would listen for that voice. Sometimes I wasn't listening, but she would call. And she would encourage me to come home. Now, maybe you had a mother who would do the same thing for you.
who would stand on the porch and call when it was time to come home. And if you didn't have that, you do have a father who stands ready. And he's on the porch and he's calling out for you today. He's not going to punish you for not coming, but he gives an invitation to you. And he calls out to you today. If you haven't received Jesus Christ, you have an invitation today to come to the Lord, to receive forgiveness from your sins, and to have a relationship with Jesus. And maybe today you've never done that. You've never asked Jesus to forgive you for your past. You've never committed your life to Christ. God is calling. Jesus is calling you today. It's an invitation to receive him as your Savior. We want to encourage you today, if you've never done that, to please come, to leave your pew, to come forward. We'll place our hands on you and we'll pray for you as you begin the greatest journey of your life. No, you won't be perfect. Yes, you're going to have problems. In fact, your problems may get worse. But the good news is, if you have Jesus Christ, you can get through any storm that you face. Amen? You can get through any tragedy. You can get through any problem. The greatest advice that a mother can give is to encourage her child to receive Jesus. And if you've never done that today, we want to encourage you on this Mother's Day to give your life to Jesus. Perhaps there's somebody in this room and you're struggling. You're struggling with something. And you need prayer. And today we would love to pray for you if you're struggling with something. If it's something related to your faith, if you need encouragement, if you need healing, we want to encourage you to come today if God has laid something on your heart. We're going to sing in just a moment a beautiful song. I love the words. I hadn't heard it very much before today, but the song is called Jesus Calls Us. And we're going to sing it together as our invitation song. And I want to encourage, if the Lord has placed something on your heart today, please come. Please come as we stand and sing. Let's stand and sing. Jesus calls us. And won't you come if God has laid something on your heart today? I want to encourage you again to be a part of our service next week as we welcome some new people into our fellowship here at Shippensburg Covenant Brethren Church. And we have a baptism. What a joyous day that will be next Sunday as we celebrate new life in Christ. Amen. I want to invite all the children to come forward next week to see this. Sometimes they can't see. And we want to make sure that next Sunday they see this baptism. So I'm not sure what the practice is in this church, but we'd love to see these first rows filled with children as they watch a baptism next Sunday and they see what it means to follow Jesus and to be baptized. As we leave this place, would you join me in a time of prayer? Father, we thank you so much for all that you do for us. And Father, we thank you today for godly mothers. Father, I ask that each mother that has received you as Savior would continue to be guided by your wisdom. I pray that every single mother, every single godly mother would continue to gain wisdom from your word. And Father, I pray that those godly mothers would go out and share that wisdom with their children. Father, help all of us to seek godly wisdom from your word. And help all of us to take that wisdom out into the world and share it with the people around us. Father, I pray that your hand of safety would be on each one as we leave this place. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we pray. And together, all of God's people said, Amen.